Back in September, we asked you for your ideas about aerials, cheap and simple aerials, that is, which you'd found helpful in improving your reception of world service. Well, today we're going to look at some of those ideas, and just to help us along, we've got John Wilson of the BBC's science unit in the studio. John, a number of suggestions seem to be based on that bit of copper wire that we mentioned back in September. Here's an example from Australia. It comes from William Poole in Bilgola in New South Wales. And he says, if conditions are first class, I can pick up the BBC merely on the receiver's 2.5 foot of telescopic inbuilt antenna for short periods. However, for the past year, I've used about 40 feet of plastic insulated copper wire, approximately SWG 12, outside the house, and some 12 to 20 feet above the ground, and connected to the end of the telescopic antenna, and the results have been excellent. What do you think about that?
The telescopic aerials supplied with most sets are very short. At least they're very short in relation to the wavelength. Most telescopic aerials will pull up to about 1 metre. Now, if you're listening on the 19-metre band, 1 metre is a very small length, and a good aerial should be at least half the wavelength. So sticking any additional length of wire to the pull-up telescopic aerial is clearly going to improve things. What you've got to do is to get it as high as possible and keep it well insulated so that it's not touching metal objects. Keep it well clear of drain pipes, any sort of metal objects, but as long as possible and as high as possible is a general rule.
Right, on to another letter. Another variation on the copper wire theme. This time it's from Bill Southwell. He travels a lot in the Middle East with a small portable set. And he says, my solution is to carry about 10 metres of thin insulated wire with a clothes peg attached to one end. This length is usually sufficient to reach through a window onto a balcony or dangle down the side of a building. About 5 or 6 turns are wrapped round the telescopic antenna without making a metallic connection. This usually brings the signal booming in. I find that a metallic connection brings in too much unwanted signal from local and distant stations, some of which are strong enough to overload the front end. Now, is that feasible?
Indeed, and in fact, by winding a few turns of insulated wire around the aerial, what our listener is producing here is an electrical component called a capacitor, which is often actually built into sets, and it can be used effectively to alter the degree of coupling between the external aerial and the set itself. And what he has discovered here, in fact, is that if you have a very strong local signal, it can often overload the set, so that if you reduce the coupling, then you can, in fact, get the signal down to a manageable level.
Well, now back to Australia for this suggestion from Clive Pearce in Manly West in Queensland. At the present time, I have a piece of aerial wire 6 feet in length with a crocodile clip on each end. One end is clipped to the pull-out aerial, and the other end is attached to a large metal window pane, and this improves reception quite a lot. And from the United States, Mike Fern in Covina, California, says he too uses an aluminium window with good results.
Well, an aerial can be made of any piece of metal you like. It can be made of wire, it can be insulated, it can be bare. You can use any piece of metal which you can be absolutely sure is not connected to earth. In other words, forget water pipes, forget telephones, forget gas pipes, but window panes, which usually are insulated, work very well indeed.
Yes, I found that actually when I've been abroad trying to pick up world service. I've used window frames. It has helped. Yes.
And certainly throw out a piece of wire from a window if you happen to be staying in a hotel, because an aerial which hangs downwards is just as good as an aerial which sticks up. Remember that?
Oh, yes. God, now that, yes, I hadn't thought of that. Now, the next idea is from an anonymous listener in Bombay in India. And he suggests trying a television antenna, which he says would be highly directional in nature.
Television aerials, as our listener rightly says, are highly directional, but only for television transmissions. Television transmissions are VHF, very high frequencies, or UHF, ultra-high frequencies. The trouble is, if you use them at any other frequencies, such as normal short-wave frequencies, they're not directional at all, nor are they particularly efficient at picking up short waves.
So you'd rule that out?
I would, as a practical proposition, yes.
Well, our listener in Bombay goes on to suggest that a wire wound round a square frame, several turns, he said, should give a decent performance, a 6-foot diagonal, he's got here. Well, this antenna would also be directional in nature, and obviously one lead to be plugged into the antenna socket, but the other may or may not be plugged into the earth socket.
This is a variation on the old-fashioned frame aerial, and it certainly works under certain circumstances. frame aerials often tend to work well on certain frequencies but not on others, so it's not a universal answer, but certainly if you can get the size of the frame right, and 6 foot, as our listener suggests, is pretty big to actually have inside.
Yes, inside your living room.
You certainly might find it would improve reception to some extent, and it certainly is directional. It picks up in two directions but not on the sides.
Right. Well, now, here's a rather amusing story from Hazel Isles in Mallorca in Spain. When the BBC refused to talk to us on either of our two portable sets, or the signal was weak, we could get instantaneous success if my husband stood and held the ferrite aerial, whereupon no fading, and you came in loud and clear. I did think of mounting him permanently on the roof, but he objected. Don't see why. Incidentally, it didn't work if I held the aerial, she says, so maybe he's got one of your little copper wires running through him. What do you think about that?
I think I'm going to get into trouble here from by making sexist remarks. But I think the reason why, first of all, he worked was quite simply that he was probably wearing insulated shoes, as most of us do, or standing on an insulated carpet, and conducting electricity as the human body does. He was behaving simply as a 6 foot of wire.
He's lengthening the aerial.
That's right, yes. Yeah. Now, why his wife didn't work, I'm not going to be drawn on
this one. Mystery.
Maybe her shoes were not quite so well insulating. Maybe she wasn't quite so large as him.
Yes, one
can offer a number of explanations. but it does actually raise an interesting point here as to what you do to improve reception if you have a ferrite aerial. Because most sets, especially those designed for medium frequencies, have ferrite aerials, which are very good, but usually such sets don't have an external aerial socket. What you can do here is, instead of taking your wife, you can take a length of insulated wire, as our first listener was suggesting, and instead of plugging it into the aerial socket, which you haven't got, you wind a few turns round the ferrite rod, if you can get at it, and then connect the other end to an earth. And that allows a certain amount of the signal to be coupled to the ferrite aerial, and it works quite well.
Right. Well, could you, John, just summarise the main points you think that come out of all that? I mean, is the answer still a simple, cheap aerial as being the best solution?
I think it is, and I think the one problem that seems to stand out through all the particular issues we've been talking about is that of a weak signal, which you can nearly always increase by the use of an external aerial. Any old bit of wire will do, the longer the better, really, and if you can somehow plug this into the set, either into the aerial socket, or attach it to the pull-up whip aerial, or wrap it round the ferrite rod aerial of the set, any of these methods you can try, it's going to increase the signal you want.
Thank you, John, very much indeed. Well, now, here's Andrew Piper with a brief snatch of frequency news. Andrew.
Yes, and it's good news this week for listeners in Australasia. 9.57 megahertz in the 31-metre band. That's a frequency listeners in Australasia may have been used to listening to in the mornings. Well, it's now available earlier in the mornings, from 20 hours Greenwich Mean Time. 20 hours Greenwich Mean Time, 9.57 megahertz for Australasia. And good news, too, for listeners in South and Southeast Europe. 9.41 megahertz is now available right through now to 23:15 Greenwich Mean Time. Two bits of good news.
Yes, very brief, but very good. Thank you very much, Andrew. Now, before we go, I should just remind you that we're still in the market for those aerial ideas. Indeed, any ideas that you find help you to hear us better. The address to write to is Waveguide, BBC, Bush House, London.